broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday, Groundhog Eve, and the first day of February 2023. Or maybe you pronounce it February. February the 1st, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour, 11 degrees. Oh boy, a heat wave here in Marion, mostly sunny skies. And I'll tell you, you have tuned in on the right morning here this morning, because we have got a lot to talk about. Now, we're going to talk technical issues right off the bat here. Yesterday, if you were tuned in, you realize we lost the whole second half of the second hour due to phone issues. Now, I had my phone internet company out here last week, I think it was, when the same issue was happening. And what they are telling me, what they told me then was, when so many calls come in at the same time, because I have call waiting, my modem treats it like it's being attacked. This is what they told me, like my modem is being cyber attacked. So my modem takes that as a cyber attack and restarts itself. And that process takes about 5 minutes. And that's why we kept losing, broadcast yesterday. So I called them yesterday and I said, I got to have this problem fixed. So I had a guy out here last night at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock he was out here last night. I didn't even know they worked that late. I found out last night they worked till 10 o'clock during the week. And the guy came out and he said, that's definitely your problem. But he gave me some tips. And he also gave me a plan B if what we're going to try to do now doesn't work, something I can do to fix this. So here's the deal. He told me how to turn off the call waiting. So what should happen now is if we have somebody on the line and somebody else calls in, it should ring busy. And if that happens, the machine will not think it's under attack and forcibly restart, which knocks the internet off. Now, we're going to try that this morning to see if that works. I don't know if it'll work or not. He wasn't totally sure. I'm certainly not totally sure. So we'll see if that works this morning. So if you hear that little beep while somebody else is on the line, you'll know it's not working. But if that beep goes away and somebody actually gets a busy signal when they call in, you'll know that it is working. Now, plan B, if that doesn't work, is just getting a whole nother modem for the phone. What they can do, I guess, is my internet will have its own modem and my phone will have its own modem. And that way, if the phone would go down because of too many calls, we would not lose internet connection. So we would stay on the air, even though the phones would stop working, and all I would have to do is restart the phones, but we would never lose internet connection. So that's the plan. We'll try that today and see how that goes. Okay. Lots of news this morning. By the way, if anybody wants to call in, 740-751-4038. One of the reasons yesterday that we got we got knocked off the air is we had so many calls. People were really interested in that whole PETA conversation that we were having. All right, first call of the morning. Let's see how this works. Go ahead, caller.
How about plan C? Go back to the studio.
Well, it could happen. I can tell you this. I'll definitely be there the next 2 days.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow for our big Groundhog celebration, and then I'm always there on Friday. So I'll definitely be there tomorrow. So what did you make? I don't think we talked about the whole PETA thing yesterday.
Well, I swept right through it yesterday. I didn't even know you had problems.
Oh, really? You missed the whole problem. Whole second hour, we got a lot of phone calls coming in, and it kind of collapsed the whole box, and for about the last 20 minutes, we were pretty much off the air.
Yeah, I woke up shortly after you went off the air. Swept right through 2 hours of it.
So did you get to hear PETA yesterday?
No, why?
Oh, you didn't hear them in the first hour?
I didn't listen to it at all yesterday. I slept through it.
Yeah, they came on, and I really don't know how that was interpreted in regard to the Buckeye Chuck thing. A lot of people heard it. A lot of people had things to say about it. I don't know, really. To be honest with you, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Apparently, WMRN went on WTVN yesterday and said that the Groundhog Celebration is going to continue. Now, I don't know what that means either, because I haven't heard the interview from WTVN. I don't know if they're going to use a live groundhog or not. Maybe they are. I just didn't have time to listen to the interview, but that's what it all hinges on. That's pretty much what PETA said yesterday. They said they do not want a live groundhog. They said you can have the celebration, but no live groundhog. And if you use a live groundhog, we are going to be on you until you stop using a live groundhog.
Oh, it scared me.
Well, you know, they got a lot of money.
Oh, they got a lot of money, but I get so sick and tired of organizations like that, I tell you.
Well, here's the problem I think that's happened. And you know, I love the groundhog. I shouldn't say that. That sounds strange, doesn't it? I love the groundhog. No, I like the idea of the celebration. I think what Charlie created was a great thing. I think he did it with a lot of people. Steve Stewart was there then, and a lot of people, and I think it's been a great tradition and a great thing for Marion. So let me just get that out of the way. But here's what I think is happening. As I look at these posts on the internet, PETA is angry. And they've obviously spent the money to put up a billboard and basically say they're going to hound the radio station until they stop. And the people who want the groundhog are pretty much saying negative things toward PETA. So
are they doing the same thing, Punxsutawney Phil?
Yes, and the PETA lady said yes, or PETA guy, I guess it was, man from PETA, I should say, said that that they are also going after them. They don't want live ground.
How long has PETA been around?
PETA, 1980.
They don't have a problem with this.
Well, as I understood it yesterday, the problem was is that the group that WMRN was using, COCUS, had been fined 70 times or something like that. And apparently also we learned yesterday, which I thought was interesting, PETA had tried to contact WMRN before all this and say, listen, the company you're using is not reputable. Can we do something? And apparently WMRN did not respond to them. So that's what brought all this furor on. Now, somehow that keeps getting lost in the shuffle, but I think that's an important point.
Well, I think they should continue not to respond to them and let PETA do what they want. We'll do what we want.
Well, yeah, I think that's a... You know what the problem is? I do not want to see or hear of a spectacle tomorrow if PETA gets their nose out of joint. And they might have their nose out of joint. I don't know.
Well, they're going to have to go a whole another year, you know, before they get on the bandwagon again. Groundhog Day will be over.
Well, yeah, but what are they going to do? I mean, clearly they don't mind spending the money for a billboard right across from the radio station, and clearly they did not say they would not protest tomorrow. They didn't say they were going to protest, but they did not say they were not going to protest. And I don't know what put pressure on the radio station over the next year to stop it means.
Yeah, I just... I wouldn't worry about peas. I don't think there's that many people that really, you know, worries about peas that bad. No, you know, finding dogs and animals that are really in bad harm's way, I'm all for that. But, you know, animals have been a part of our lives. You know, we've domesticated them. It's just a fact. It's almost as bad as the Indians now being the guardians, and you know.
You know, by the way, if anybody's out there trying to call in and you are getting a busy signal, I hope you are, because hopefully that fixes the phone problem so we won't be knocked off the air. So, by the way, if you're out there calling right now, or try to call in while I'm talking to Lee here, and see if you get the busy signal. We'll give it, that's the only way to try and see if it's going to work. If we get the beep, then we're going to still have the same problems that we had before, and I'll have to get that other modem out here. But if you're listening out there, just try to call right now, 740-751-4038, and we'll see if we get the beep, or if we get if you get a busy signal, that'll be good. But
I was doing pretty good on that for a while.
Well, I think the calls have picked up. I think that's what's causing the problem, which is very good. That's a good problem to have for up. See, there's the beep. So it must not, the call waiting must not have been shut off. So I guess maybe we'll have to go with the other modem. So we'll just try to, if you know somebody's on the line, just try to wait till they're done and then call in. And hopefully that'll work at this particular time. But yeah, I understand what you're saying about the whole guardian situation. You know, I don't know what I don't know why this is a thing. It's strange.
If people had enough to worry about, you know, there's too many pressing problems to, you know, for that to be a problem.
Well, but I think one of the problems here is people are responding very negatively, and I understand that in a way. That they want to keep their tradition, I get it. But I don't think causing a fight with PETA is going to be the way to handle this. Do you?
Oh, no.
So I just...
Hopefully PETA will forget about this next year.
Well, I guess we can only... It didn't sound like it yesterday, but... We'll be having our celebration, which is going to be fun. We'll have Warren Groundhog Harding, and we're going to give away prizes and trivia. There might be some changes to that, too, by the way. There must be a lot of people out there this morning, because I'm hearing a lot of beeps. But remember, if we have somebody on the line, just wait till they're done, and then call in. I know we're on a little bit of a delay, but... That's how we have to play it. But our celebration will go on tomorrow. There might be some changes to that, but we're going to have a good time tomorrow morning.
I'll be listening. I can't come to it, but I'll be listening.
I'm glad you'll be out there, and if something interests you, give us a call back this morning.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Just remember, if somebody else is on the line, just try to call back. If you're listening and we're talking to somebody... Try to call back, because that is what's causing the problem. But right now, we've got nobody on the line. So if you want to call now, feel free. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Call on in. The phone lines are open. But just remember, if we're on the line with somebody, don't try to call in, because for some reason it's overloading the system, and that's what's causing the thing to go down. So, right now, the phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Did anybody hear the interview on WTVN yesterday? So what are they going to do? I haven't seen it reported anywhere else. Are they going to use the live groundhog? Are they going to have a representative come out and tell us if it's winter or spring? I don't know. I haven't heard the answer to that yet. Did anybody listen to the WTVN interview? Does anybody have the answers to this? 740-751-4038. We are going to get to the trivia, I promise. Just some things to talk about here. Okay. tomorrow, our celebration, which will kick off at 8:15. Now, we have some changes to this. Buckeye guy, I could be there, might not be there. He might be under the weather. We're not exactly sure. If he's able to come, good. If he's not able to come, that'll be okay. Far as I know, Mary Ellen Withrow will still be there. All right, let's take the phone call and we'll come back here. Now remember, only one phone call at a time. Only one phone call at a time. Go ahead, caller.
I was ready to hang up.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good.
Okay. No, I really think they should have a groundhog. But they could figure out a lot of things to do that wouldn't upset it, agitate it, or whatever. But PETA should be after those puppy mills. You know, the puppy mills where they just have all those puppies?
I would think they are.
Well, no. My daughter went to one of those, was it 10 years or so ago? I don't know where they were. I'm not going to say over by Mansfield someplace. Oh, no, she went to more than one. But these dogs, they were just covered in filth and stuff. She was so sick after she went and saw them and stuff. And I think she went to more than one. But no, they should go after those. They should keep a close eye on them because the cages, and I guess they don't clean up after them and stuff and things. But I really think they could figure out a way to do that where the, if it's just going to be for that short a time where they could, and then next year they could figure out something to do. But I didn't get to hear much of the interview yesterday, but he sounded very, I don't know what I heard him like.
Well, I thought he sounded determined, and I don't know what that...
I couldn't find the word,
I don't know.
I don't think they'll protest tomorrow, because they're not going to have enough time. If they try to protest here in Pennsylvania, with Georgia, it was still like New York, I think, had two. I don't know about Illinois. There was a five listed or so, six. So, no, I think he's just putting that out there and stuff, but...
Well, I hope there's not a protest.
Well, it's not going to be anything. If you just don't have a live groundhog, it's not going to be, I'm not going to say fun. It's just people just won't go, I don't think. So.
Well, it's interesting because apparently there was this interview on WTVN yesterday that I did not get to hear. I don't know. I don't know if they are going to have a live groundhog or not. I didn't hear the interview, so I really don't know what the plan is.
Is that the Marion station?
No, that's a Columbus station. But the guy from the Marion station was on the Columbus station. This just seems like it's getting a little too hot under the collar. It's one day, it's 1 hour. I just hope to goodness that it just goes on and people are happy and nothing bad happens and we move on.
Well, I don't remember reading Huckleberry Finn. I doubt if I did, but in today's paper, because I don't know what it is, a school, one student doesn't want the book read in the high school. I think it's one that you can read. They want it college, and I really, in my school, I don't think we read that and stuff, so I don't know what they didn't say the word, but he's the only one, and he's allowed to leave the room. Or pick a different book, but the teacher, I don't know if she reads it to them and stuff, so there's some kind of a slur in it, and I have no idea of what they're talking about, because it didn't say in the paper the word. So it's like you can't do anything you used to do. You know, you never thought of stuff, and anymore it's just like you can't open your mouth anymore unless you know something, so...
I don't know.
I think they should, excuse me, use it if they have one and then go from there, because having a license or not doesn't have anything to do with the groundhog. You know, it's not, it's going to be agitated either way, and you're taking care of it. You know, you're feeding it. I think Charlie said he gave him carrots and stuff, and you're not really harming it, so
I don't know. I think that the tradition, I think, will go along regardless of what happens. I mean, they don't have to stop doing the tradition. I don't know. You know, Charlie used a fake groundhog. I mean, he talked about that on the air. He took heat for it one year from the Columbus television stations. But, I mean, it happened before. I don't understand. The whole thing to me is a little strange.
Yeah, it showed when I was on the TV, it showed some groundhog people, they come up and they're pets, you know, in the yard and stuff and things. And then some do get aggressive and stuff, but some, you can't keep any wild animal, I don't think, as a pet. You're not allowed to. But they'll come up, you know, and they feed the groundhog and pet it and everything. So,
well, the good news is they can all fight it out, and we'll just do our little thing up the street. And I don't think anybody will bother with us. So, you know, that's the good news.
You know, I wouldn't count on it. Somebody would probably find some little thing.
Well, we have no live animals. I'm sure we're not going to get in trouble with the PETA people.
Yeah, but it seems like you just can't make a move anymore if somebody finds something wrong. So.
Okay. Best of luck to everybody tomorrow, I guess, is what we can say.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, again, phone lines are open. If you have something to say, feel free to call in 740-751-4038. Now, I think if we do it this way, you know, one call at a time, we should be fine. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Call in if you have anything to say. And if you heard that WTVN interview yesterday, what is the deal? Is there going to be a live groundhog tomorrow? Is there going to be just a representative? I really don't know. I have not heard. 740-751-4038. I was busy dealing with the internet man last night. So that's how my night went. Okay. Well, tomorrow, our event, 8:15 until 10 o'clock. Well, here's the deal. As I say, I don't know about Buckeye Guy right now. Possibly under the weather, doesn't want to spread any illness anywhere. Mary Ellen, that looks good. Linda will be there. Of course, Bob bringing in the groundhog pizza. We will have somebody in the groundhog suit. Warren Groundhog Harding. So everything else looks good. Now, the only question I have right now is, are we going to do this outside? Looks like it's going to be about 20 degrees. So the plan, you know, we'll know when we get there tomorrow. And if it's too cold, we will probably do it inside, which I don't think will be a big issue. We might do the first hour outside, depending on how things go tomorrow morning, and then come in at 9 o'clock, because I think we're going to do the groundhog thing at 8:45. We'll see how it goes. You'll have to tune in. It's the first year we've done a big thing like this. So we're really just going to play it by ear tomorrow because there really is no reason for us to be outside. But if we end up outside, good. And for the final time, here's what will happen. We're going to have a pizza, groundhog pizza, coming in from Columbus, Ohio. Under four slices of the pizza, there will be a card that says early spring. Under four slices of the pizza, there will be a card that says six more weeks of winter. Then what will happen is our groundhog, which is somebody dressed up like a groundhog, Warren Groundhog Harding, at 8:45 will pick a piece of pizza. Whatever weather prediction is under that piece of pizza will be our prediction. That will be handed to Mary Ellen Withrow. She will sign it with the Guinness Book of World Records famous signature and date it. And that will be our show tomorrow. Now also, today, we're going to do a little bit of trivia here. The person who gets the most trivia questions right will get a plaque tomorrow. Also, if anybody can guess the identity of the person in the groundhog suit, which you won't know until tomorrow, you will also get a plaque. So that's the show as it is tomorrow. I think Bob is probably slaving away in the kitchen today, getting ready for the big groundhog pizza tomorrow. But that's the show. So before we get into our trivia here, does anybody have anything to say in regard to the interview yesterday, the PETA mess with Buckeye Chuck, the event we're doing tomorrow, anything on anybody's mind, give us a buzz. Phone lines are open currently. We can take the phone call. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, remember the good old days when nobody complained about anything and everything was just hunky-dory and we didn't have any problems at all? I guess those days are gone. You know, and people get very hot under the collar. That's what always interests me, that people get very hot under the collar about stuff like this. You know, I understand nobody likes it. But, there are just far worse things to get angry about, I guess, in life than this. There's a lot of trauma going on in the world. Okay. 740-751-4038. All right. Well, I'll tell you what we can do this hour. Does anybody want to guess who is going to be in the groundhog costume? We have not taken any guesses on this at this point. Does anybody want to call in right now and guess who tomorrow is going to be Warren Groundhog Harding? Now remember, only one call at a time. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the aficionados of Animal Kingdom members who are not Homo sapiens.
And phone crasher.
Yes, I must be a jinx, so if the line goes dead while we're talking, I apologize. And what was the internet guy doing? Was your internet misbehaving?
No, what he said was the problem is it's because I have call waiting. When so many phone calls start coming in, it overloads. It looks to the internet, that looks like a cyber attack. So what happens is that causes the modem to recycle. And when the modem recycles, the internet goes down. So that's the problem.
Do you have their modem or your own modem?
Their modem.
You have a VoIP line, not a POTS line, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you probably have to use their equipment. But honestly, that shouldn't be happening. We have that at the station, don't we? And
no, because we have a busy signal. If you call in, you get the busy signal.
You can turn off call waiting. Isn't there a star, then two numbers you can dial?
I tried that this morning, and apparently it didn't work.
There should be a way to do it online, or that would be the solution. People call it, call hating because it does tend to do that, but it shouldn't cause a crash of your internet. That's not a great
Well, they
feature.
Said because it's not going through a phone line, because everything's going through the internet,
That sounds like something that would have happened 25 years ago, Scott, but...
Well, it's happening nowadays.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's the curse of that wonderful buffet that's near you that I used to like to go to, and now it's something different, but I sure liked it when it was Ponderosa.
So what's on your mind?
The famous story that me and Patrick went the last day it was open. but at least we had our last hurrah.
You two put them out of business.
I think from the feedback on the Facebook, Scott, I gave you a comment yesterday that was rated, PG-13, I would say. But I think everybody seems to feel the same way. And, I'm not one to be negative. We have too much of it. We have too much censorship. But that Clayton guy is a whack job, and that's being nice. He's intelligent.
I
do not agree with.
Wait a second. If you're just tuning in, I want people to know that Clayton is the guy from PETA. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of PETA, and I gave you an analogy as to an organization they kind of remind me of, because in both cases, I agree with the general premise, and I used to actually support both organizations, especially the other one. But they have just gone totally, totally out in left field. And, I understand, all members of the animal kingdom, and that includes human beings, is we're animals, should be treated with dignity. Groundhogs are nuisance animals. I mean, they're cute in their own way. All animals are cute in their own way, even ones we don't like. But he is way, way out there. And I looked at some stuff just online. I searched around for him. I mean, he has an unusual spelling of his first name, so it's not hard to find the guy. And, again, I don't think they're even interested in the cause. They just want to cause trouble. And again, he is smart. He's very well spoken. But I don't care what he has to say. Let him pick it. It's America. I'm in favor of peaceful demonstrating.
Well, I'll tell you,
they can just go right ahead. But you know, again, I appreciate you having all opinions. But you know, according to the Facebook posts, my opinion seems to be pretty, you know, maybe a little more outspoken and colorful, but it certainly is consistent with what it is from our listeners.
Let me say this. I think one of the problems, and this is what I heard yesterday, which I think people were not aware of, and nobody is talking about, PETA says they tried to contact WMRN several months before this to settle this problem down and told them, hey, you're using a company that has been cited 70 times, has had their license suspended, and you should not be doing this. And they chose not to respond for whatever reason. And that's why.
I would have done the same thing. I don't care what they have to say. You know, WMRN has their own issues, local issues. The significance of groundhogs in this area, like James and I talked about, with our four-season climate here, you know, Groundhog Day doesn't really exist in San Diego.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Here's the problem. When you say you don't care what they have to say, here's the problem with that. And this is not my opinion. This is just the problem. Then you can't complain when they put up a billboard across the street and it ends up on the front page of the paper, and here we are talking about it the day before Groundhog Day, and it's in the Dispatch, and for the first time they have to go on WTVN yesterday and explain all this. And they do have to fire the people who are bringing it in. You can't complain when that happens if you say we're just not going to respond to them.
Yeah. Well, as you know, you and I have talked about, I mean, it's not the same scenario, but it provides attention from even though it's a product of negativity. Same thing that we've had.
Yeah, but I think it's
and
a different.
As I said, you know, reminds me of that adult bookstore. I said I think it's that Lion's Den that was about in the Morrill County exit. Big sign that says real men don't need porn. You know, to me, that is one of the best things you can do to attract people to that business. You'll have, you know, rebellious people like me, you know, who will, you know, give an obscene gesture to the sign and go in anyway. I'm not saying that I do go in there, but I'm saying if I did, that's what I would probably do. And, you know, those who didn't know it was there and who could make, and those who might agree with the sign, but that's probably the minority.
Yeah, but I think the difference,
you know,
I think
free speech, you don't like the Lion's Den, don't go in. You don't like Groundhog's Day, don't participate.
Right, but I think the difference here is in the negative event department is that this is 1 hour on one day, and I think it takes a tradition that is very positive and very has always been a source of happiness for Marion, and throws a little bit of negativity on it. And I don't know if that is good publicity. I don't think the people think that's good publicity from the quotes that I'm reading. They're very unhappy.
They're in a bad situation. Why would we even call this bad? I guess called comical. I mean, it's ludicrous. It's probably the best way to a good one.
Did you hear the interview yesterday on WTVN? I didn't hear the thing.
No, I don't listen to WTVN. I used to listen to WTVN, but all those iHeart stations, they're all canned. I didn't listen. I listened to most of your interview, which, you know, was excellent. I didn't listen to WTVN one. But,
so
we still don't know
what they're doing?
I don't know the information, but, you know, I have an idea of what they were saying.
But what are they doing? Is it a groundhog, or are they coming out with a representative?
I don't know. I didn't listen. I didn't
so we don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we still don't know.
Yeah, we'll find out. You know, I mean, again, normally I'm not going to want to speak in favor of iHeart, as I think you'd agree they've ruined radio with similar to the newspapers. They've just ruined it all, the consolidation. I understand there are other options, you know, today versus two generations ago for getting news, listening to the radio. But WTVN's a tradition, you know, often the number one station in a large market. You know, a good frequency, you can get the station in Cleveland. So, you know, they've suffered, but local radio still marches on. So, but in this case, I'll defend iHeart or defend the people at WTVN because, as I said, it's America, and I'm not a PETA fan. You know, I'm a fan of the other PETA, people eating tasty animals. And, you know, I appreciate Clayton coming on. He's well-spoken. He's smart, but I'm not a fan of his philosophies. And I don't think most people are. I think my opinion probably is, again, maybe a little more colorful and vocal, but it's consistent with what we're hearing. I mean, every few minutes yesterday, Scott, as you know, we got Facebook notifications people commenting, pretty much saying it's ridiculous. But they, you know, they read it, as you said. It's like the Cosby interview. You don't have to like Bill Cosby. You don't have to even like the interview at all, but it gets attention. And that's good. This will probably be for a while the most attention-getting interview we've had on the station. So
Great. I think it was important that people hear both sides, and that's it.
It always is, and you're so good at that. You know, you're great at it.
Yeah, but what you know? Goodness gracious! I just hope tomorrow it's fine, and then we go on to something else. A prediction's made, but I still don't know if they're using a real groundhog. I wish I knew that. I don't know if it was said in the WTVN interview or not. I can't see it reported anywhere, because the fact of the matter is, if they don't use a real groundhog, PETA's going to be fine with it. So it's not going to be much of a thing. But
they'll
they'll
find something else to complain about. I wouldn't put it past them.
I will bet you a meal somewhere that if they don't use a real groundhog, we're not going to hear any more from PETA for a while.
Yeah, who knows? You know, but they'll be sitting there, you know, with their little grin, thinking that they won.
You know, regardless to me, I don't know. Irregardless.
Yeah. You know what I think about censorship? You know, and this woke mentality, the woman who called just about that book, Huckleberry Finn. You don't like the book, don't read it.
Well, that's...
I don't like censoring, you know, books from 200 years ago. Yeah, that's fine. I respect the opinion. If you don't like it, there's a word in there you don't like, don't read it. That's my libertarian viewpoint. We have free speech in America, freedom of our own bodies, you know, within reason. I mean, there are some exceptions, but not some book, you know, written a long time ago.
Well, let me put it this way. If everybody's gung-ho and everybody's happy and everybody's got this attitude today, if, God forbid, something does happen tomorrow that throws, and let me make sure to say, I'm hoping that it doesn't, but if it does, let's not be complaining Friday, because we wanted to go in this with you know, fire breathing. So, you know, there you go.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, life's excitement. You wake up every morning and not quite sure what's going to happen, but at least have fun, laugh a few times, and don't take yourself too seriously. That's what I live by. And
I mean, it's a groundhog. I can't even imagine there's this much attention being paid to a groundhog. It's comical in a way to me. This is just a fun thing, and I don't know. It's odd.
Do you think Charlie's up in heaven, Scott, throwing his hands up? Or
you know, I don't. I have no idea. I just feel terrible for his family, who has to endure this real nonsense. Because
could you either give one of his two daughters a call, or Jeannie, and have them comment? I mean, they would know Charlie pretty well, especially Jeannie.
Well, I don't. I'm sure they don't like
what
it.
You have to say.
I'm sure that they don't. Jeannie listens every morning. I assume she's still out there. I'm sure she doesn't like it. Why would
you're
it?
Listening to any call, I'd like to hear your opinion, because you know Charlie pretty well.
Well, I'm gonna get. We know how most of listen. If it was my father and this was happening, I wouldn't like it. So I'm sure they don't like it. But what are you gonna do? It's tough. You know, you don't, because they are also very, very animalistic people. They are. They would not be for the mistreatment of any animals. So there, it's a very tough situation to be in.
It's just PETA's interpretation and their philosophy. I'm an animal lover too, but not PETA. People say the same thing about Greenpeace. I mean, these organizations, and I'm not saying I know everything about them or everything about the reason for what they have to say, but they don't have any credibility with me.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but I appreciate Clayton coming on. It was have all sides, and you know, it's America. Do your thing, and as long as come out with a smile on your face and you learn something. Okay, well, that's all I had to say, Scott.
Thanks, Adam.
Pipe strikes once again, and you have a wonderful day. And stay warm.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. So we're open, and we're doing well this morning. We're doing well. We're not all calling at the same time, which is what we don't want. You know what? We're going to have fun tomorrow. Here's my new thing. We got James Anderson tomorrow. We have got Mary Ellen Withrow tomorrow. We've got our groundhog suit. It's all going to be fine. Buckeye Chuck's going to be fine. It's all going to be good. Everything's happy. That's what's going to happen. 740-751-4038. I think everybody... I wish I knew what was going on tomorrow. That's the only thing I want to know. Other than that, it's beyond me. I just did not hear the WTVN interview, and heaven knows it's not going to be published in the paper, because they're 2 days behind on everything. So what is the... And that's not the paper's fault, by the way. It's just the way things are printed now. You know, you have to have them in by a certain time of day to get them in. Does anybody know, are they going to use a real groundhog tomorrow or not? That's the thing. I think people should know that before they come to the event, because as many people have said, well, you know, if it's not a real groundhog, there might be some disappointing nature to the event. But I did not hear the WTVN interview, so there you go. What a, you know, it's interesting. We can be talking about nuclear war here, and it does not get as passionate as it does about things like the groundhog. 740-751-4038. 56 and a half minutes past the hour here. If you have an opinion, give us a call. Phone lines are open. And, our other question was, our first question this morning, who do you think the groundhog's going to be tomorrow? Who do you think is going to be in the Warren Groundhog Harding costume? You'll get a plaque if you guess it right. And by the way, we want to thank the Headwaters Outdoor Education Center, located in Morrow County, for letting us use the suit. So we thank them. Headwaters Outdoor Education Center, located in Morrow County, for letting us use the groundhog suit tomorrow. That is a big help to us, and we thank them for letting us do that. So, does anybody have a guess on who's going to be in that groundhog suit tomorrow? When we bring him out, or her out, to taste that piece of groundhog pizza, does anybody have a guess? Is it going to be a local person? Is it going to be a national person? Is it going to be a politician? Is it going to be somebody from the station? Who's it going to be? Who's going to be in that suit tomorrow when its head comes off right before we sample the groundhog pizza? Does anybody know? Give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. It'll get you a plaque and possibly a prize. There might be prizes. To be honest with you, the person in charge of prizes has not gotten back with me yet, but the last time I heard, there were going to be prizes. So, but that's how we run our things. You know, we're not going to get attacked by PETA. We're going to get attacked by the prize patrol, because apparently the person in charge of prizes did not think it was important enough to notify me the day before so I could tell people what the prizes would be. But that's showbiz, as they say. 740-751-4038. Does anybody know who the groundhog is going to be tomorrow? Who wants to place a guess? No guesses at all? We only have a minute left this hour. No guesses at all as to who Warren Groundhog Harding will be tomorrow. All right, well, maybe we have one guest coming in here. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you just get one guess?
Yeah, just one guess.
And you're going to guess tomorrow, too?
No, tomorrow we're just going to unveil the person.
Oh, you have to guess today who it is?
Yep.
I have two people.
Okay, we'll keep thinking. We're going to go to break. Think and call us back next hour.
Okay.
All right, everybody think on it. And then we're going to come back. We've got Groundhog Trivia supplied by Bob Welch. And think of who Warren Groundhog Harding might be. We're coming back in 15 minutes. And hopefully we're going to have some fun. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For the famous cookie man, Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George
and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play. I went to the chief and George Bush didn't quite know what to do. But Barbara just started dancing.
To legendary talk show host Bill Donahue.
Mamma Murray O'Hara, the most hated woman in America, who took prayer out of public school. You know, we had